Welcome to today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. I'm Tom Felton, and I titled our reading, Warning Sounds. Ever had a close encounter with a rattlesnake? If so, you might have noticed that the sound of the rattle seemed to get more intense as you moved nearer to the viper. Research in the scientific journal Current Biology reveals that the snakes do increase their rattling rate when a threat is approaching. This high-frequency mode can cause us to think they're closer than they are. As one researcher put it, the misinterpretation of distance by the listener creates a distance safety margin. People can sometimes use increasing volume with harsh words that push others away during a conflict, exhibiting anger and resorting to shouting. The writer of Proverbs shares some wise advice for times like these. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. He goes on to say that soothing and wise words can be a tree of life and a source of knowledge. Jesus provided the ultimate reasons for gently appealing to those with whom we enter into conflict, extending love that reveals us to be His children and seeking reconciliation, winning them over. Instead of raising our voice or using unkind words during conflicts, may we show civility, wisdom, and love to others as God guides us by His Spirit. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Proverbs 15, verses 1 to 7. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. A fool spurns a parent's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. The house of the righteous contains great treasure, but the income of the wicked brings ruin. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but the hearts of fools are not upright. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to lovingly address issues with those with whom we disagree. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.